Well, good evening, Saints. Thank you for joining us. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us. That song represents a call to prayer. It says, come, now is the time to worship. And surely it is. So thank you for joining us. We appreciate your taking time out to be with us for this time of prayer. We thank God for the technology and opportunity to, in spite of the weather, and what that has been treating us to over the last many weeks, and I'm counting the weeks until we are out of the weather patterns that we are in. We have approximately 9-10 more weeks of winter, if you will, of this kind of possibility. And so, needless to say, I'm excited about the thought of getting past that, and I'm sure you are too. Well, once again, welcome to all of you, and thank you for joining us on this evening. Tonight, our prayer agenda is structured mostly internally, and what I mean by that is we'll be praying for ourselves, we'll be praying for our ministry, and the things that God has spoken to us about, particularly during the time of consecration that we are now in, which ends on tomorrow at 12:01 or in the morning or 12 o'clock. You know, I'm talking about tomorrow, Saturday, and we're talking about 1 minute before 12 at midnight tomorrow. You know, 1 minute before 12, that is 1 minute before 12 on Sunday evening. I'm sorry, on Saturday evening. And so Sunday we're done completely. We're waking up to hopefully a new phase of our walk with God, that we're walking closer, more humbly before Him. Our hearing is sharper. Our sight is much more keen, and we're ready and willing and bolder and strengthened, ready to go forward in faith. That's what God is calling for. This is the season. So He's preparing us, if you will, for what is to come so that we'll be able to overcome and endure. So tonight, the first thing that we want to pray for, and I would invite you to join me in that, I'm going to ask someone on our prayer episode right now, we want to pray for the Sunday school. We're relaunching our Christian Ed department on the 9th. You'll be notified, well, all of us will be notified formally beginning tomorrow, rather the after tomorrow on Sunday. If you are present, you will hear that. We are on the 9th launching our Christian Ed program, expanding it in a great way. And we want God to move. We're reaching out to the children, not only in our church, but in the community. We know of parents, and we've spoken with parents in the community who are really interested in and concerned about their children's spiritual well-being, their growth and development. And we have two individuals that are committed to leading that department and that initiative, and that is Sister Valerie Elgin and Sister Christine LeMay. Both of them are child development specialists. They're trained formally and have between them about 20 years experience doing that. So we're thankful for them. So we want to pray for them tonight. We want to pray for the formal opening of the Sunday school on the 9th, which is approximately two Sundays away. And that would be the Sunday school as well as the children's church. And so we have the facility at 987, which is next door to the entrance, the main entrance of our of the theater. And so we thank God for that. I'm going to ask someone to take that up, please, in prayer. I can call names, but I don't think that is necessary. We're praying people. So I, you know, just throw that out there for prayer, and would ask that you join us in that, if you will. Who would like to take that up, please? Seeing that that's what we're here for. Anyone would like to pray for the Christian Ed Department, for the Sunday school, and the initiative that we're taking in that regard beginning on the 9th. Anyone? Elder Tony, would you? Are you on? Elder Burgos. Elder Dennis McLaughlin, are you on? Elder Dennis, calling on our elders. I would like someone to take up prayer on that, please, and lead us in prayer. We're live, and I want to caution you that we are, and we would like for someone to take up the prayer. There are lots of us on. You know, I have a switchboard in front of me, so I know that there's a bunch of people on. I'm not guessing. So I'm wondering if one of you would be so kind as to take up this prayer request for us that urgently needs prayer. Anyone? Elder Roy, are you on? Elder Roy Kimball. Okay. Why don't I see if one of the ladies will take this? Any of you ladies would like to take this prayer request? We want to be led in prayer for the Sunday school and the outreach that we're initiating on the 9th of February, which is two Sundays away. This is the Newark Gospel Tabernacle, and this is a special prayer cast with Global Time with Jesus Christ. This is an an exciting time, and we do want to take advantage of the time. The time is going, actually. We only have until 8:30, and I would ask if someone would take that up. Okay. All right. Why don't I go ahead and pray for that? I think it would be good. That's just one of the items on our prayer agenda for tonight. Another item is prayer for renewal and strength for our church in its prayer life. That's one of the items on the agenda. And that is prayer for the renewal and strength of our church in its prayer life. Then we want to pray for the leadership, that those called to lead would grow from strength to strength and be found out front leading. Once again, the people that are coming on, even as I speak, and I thank you for joining us. We are proceeding. Then the other item is that those, no, the other item is prayer for the prison. Nobody can't get through. Well, I see everybody's. Okay. All right. I'm being informed by my executive assistant that, you know, no one can, I'm hearing, no one can be heard because, but you're hearing me. So thank you. Thank you for the alert. That was my wife. I thank you. Yeah.
Can you hear us now?
Thank you, Sister Florence. Yeah, I believe I can hear you now. And okay, well, well, I apologize for that. Actually, that's my fault because I did not open your line. That is why I could not hear you. Well,
nobody's getting on. That's why I thought something was wrong.
Yeah. Well, lots of people.
And my husband's on now.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. Welcome, Elder. Welcome, Sister Valerie Elgin. Are you on?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
It's an echo, though.
Would you just tell the rest of us about the launching of the expansion of Christian Ed Department on the 9th? Could you just give a plug to that, please? And then we're going to have someone take that in prayer, please. Would you?
You want me to pray?
No. Well, you can, however, but before you do, just give a plug, if you will, for the Sunday School expansion program that occurs on the 9th. You know, tell us about.
Oh, okay.
Tell us about.
Well, we are getting ready to start the Sunday School program on the 9th. On that very day, we will have like a commencement service, and we will have the different families of the church who have young children and would like them to be part of the Sunday School. We will have extending an invitation to them to come on that day. It starts at 9:30 a.m. and we go from 9:30 until 10:45. And during that period, parents will get an idea to see what the facility is, you know, see the facility and tour it, and also to meet with our teachers and see exactly, get an idea of the curriculum come and get in touch with what is really going to be taking place during that period when some of the school gets started. We're expecting to have like 3 teachers coming on board, and I pray, you know, I'm asking that we pray for our teachers as well this evening, so that, you know, that they can be under the anointing. God give them the strength and you know, keep us all on board and focused on what we're setting out to do, and because this is something that needs to be done. And I'm so happy that we are getting started and we are moving forward. So that's it.
Okay, and that is the first phase of an approach where once we get started and our families are able to, you know, enter their children, their grandchildren, or whatever, that is wonderful. But then we'll be reaching deep into the community with specific initiatives that would bring those children into the church, if you will, for their growth and development. I'm going to ask Elder Dennis, would you pray for that initiative, please? Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Sister Valerie, for that report.
Yes, Lord.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Lord. And Lord, we know it's not by might nor by power, by your spirit. And Lord God, you say that we should go into the vineyard, Lord God, and work and to apply our talents and abilities, Lord, unto others, that they be able to see and learn of you. Lord, we pray today, Lord, that as we step forward, my God, you give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord. My God, that we realize that children, oh God, you love the children, Lord. You love the young, my God. For you said, suffer not the little children to come unto me, Lord. And we as a people or a church, we open our doors, oh God, to the children, Lord. My God, that when they come in, oh God, that the Spirit of God will touch, oh God, they will learn what it is to do you, Lord. We pray today, Lord, for our teachers, those that are going to be involved. We pray, oh God, that you give them what is necessary, the patience, yes, Lord, the love, yes, Lord, the understanding, oh God, which is necessary for the to deal with children. My God, we just thank you, Lord, that going forward, not stand still, Lord. We must go forward to take the ground back, which the enemy seems to have a stronghold in, Lord. We take it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Upon each and every one that involved in the school initiative, Lord. My God, that you will see and understand the importance. And Lord, that they must stand behind it, oh God, support it, Lord God, that we don't sit back to observe what's going to happen, to be a part of what's happening, Lord. Pray today, Lord, that you raise up the helpers that is needed, Lord. Those that will
assist.
Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you put on their hearts, Lord. They come to church not to sit but to work, Lord. My God, we just thank you, Lord, for we know your heart. My God, this is your heart that none perish. My God, it all will come to repentance. And the scripture wisely says that people perish because of lack of knowledge, Lord. We pray, oh God, that the knowledge of the gospel will go forward through our Sunday schools, my God, to our children's church, and those young people will grab a hold of that hope, Lord, that's in you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that prayer, Elder Dennis. We bless the name of the Lord. And we feel like we're on the right track in taking this initiative. We want to pray now for renewal and strength for our church, our church's prayer life. Here's what the situation is. with what God is expecting of us, we cannot do it unless we enhance and step up our prayer life. And we're not talking about prayer ministry, we're talking about prayer life. And what that means is every person that is part of our assembly needs to enhance their personal prayer life as well as the corporate prayer life, meaning that we come together such as we are. Because we're dealing with full-time devils. Therefore, we cannot be part-time Christians. We have to be fully pledged and committed to waging war, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And our wonderful singing and churching is wonderful. However, that in itself will not win the battles that God is allowing and placing before us, so that we can practice victories. We can learn how to acquire victories. So we thank you for joining us tonight for this prayer initiative. But we want God to strengthen our entire church's prayer life. I'm going to lead in prayer on this. It certainly is a desire of my heart, and I'm sure it is yours as well. That's why you're on. But let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you, and we know that we can come because right inside the gate you have already given us and made provision for us to be forgiven for our sins, for our transgressions, for our iniquities, for all of our failings. And following that, there is the cleansing that you offer once we confess our sin. It says you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, we take that up tonight as a promise, and we believe in faith. We receive all that you provided for us, so that we may enter the holy place and the holy of holies. We can go right into your throne and have an encounter. Meet with you. Be touched, changed, and transformed. We are asking tonight that you strengthen us in as many ways as we need it. Strengthen our resolve. Strengthen our sense. Strengthen us in vision. Strengthen our courage. And certainly strengthen us in our prayer life, that we may wage the battle, take the victory as we go up against the adversary, or we go down in the valley to meet the enemy down there. But we will have our hands up, held up high. As long as our hands are up, we know that the battle is being won, because that's your method. We want to follow Jesus Christ and what he demonstrated and showed us concerning prayer. Father, help us to make this a priority like never before, so that when the call goes out, we are present. Present to humbly bow before your throne. You said in your word, Second Chronicles 7:14, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, you will heal their land. Father, we believe that. We stand on that. And we are proposing to humble ourselves. Even as we have consecrated ourselves in this consecration and fast, turn from our wicked ways. Because we want not only ourselves to be healed in our spirit man, in our souls. But we want our communities, our families, our land healed. So we pray tonight for renewal. We want a visitation from you, a divine, supernatural visitation. We want by your spirit to come in our midst and to stir us up, to add new life to our lives, change us,
yes, Lord.
Bring us to a place we've never been. We thank you tonight for all that have yielded and heard the sound to pray and have responded. Bless each person. Bless each home tonight that is represented on this prayer tonight. Each home. Bless in a way where it's clear, so clear that we'll testify. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We'll testify of what you've done, of your move. Thank you,
Jesus.
Person that joined the consecration. We thank you for the new ground that you've given to us, the new territory that you've taken us to the mountaintop and shown to us and said, this is yours. We thank you. We receive it with thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus.
Have your way,
Yes, Lord.
Give it to us in a way that pleases you, because you've shown it to us and you've given it to us. So we thank you today. Bless your name. We expect to testify of wondrous work among the people, among the nations. In the name of Jesus. We thank you and bless your name today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I trust that there are some among us that have participated in the consecration fast. What God has shown you is real. What God has said to you is real. Trust him. Believe him. Don't ask him to give you a hard copy from A to Z of what is to occur and what is to happen. Just thank him for what he has shown you. He has shown you what you can handle. He's spoken to you what you're able to hear without being afraid. So he's asking you to be bold and step forward in faith. That's God's word to you. He's spoken to some of you. I know he's spoken to me. He's spoken to some of you. All right. We want to pray for the leadership of our assembly, that those that are called to lead would be found out front at all times, leading in boldness and in strength. God's boldness, God's strength. So I'm going to ask someone to take that up, praying for the leadership, of which I'm a part. And so I certainly welcome more strength and courage. Want to go from strength to strength. Last year's strength did not do for this year. So I'm going to ask someone to take that up. Please pray for the leadership, that those called to lead would grow from strength to strength and would truly lead, rise up and be out front. Anyone, someone take that up. That's a privilege to pray for the leadership. Okay. One at a time. I'm sure you can hear me now, and I can hear you. So let us take that up. It's a very important item. prayer for them.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh,
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, it is a privilege, oh, Father God, first of all, to come to you. Oh, God, you're not just our God, but you are our Father, which are in heaven and hallowed be your name, oh, God. And, Lord God, want us to be faint-hearted, oh, God, nor to draw back, oh, Father God. Oh, God, you said to draw nigh to you, and you will draw nigh to us, oh, God. You said in your word that you'll never leave nor forsake, oh, God. Lord, just as you raised up David, oh, God. Oh, God, you're raising up some Davids today, Lord God. You're raising up some Elijahs today, oh, Father God, to be bold. Strong in you, oh God, because we know that you are the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and that you have our leaders, oh Father God. You have our pastors, our elders, oh Father God. Oh God, the administrators, Lord God. Oh God, you have the choir director, Lord God, the musicians, all that our teachers, our Sunday school teachers, oh Father God, our laborers, oh Father God. Oh God, in you, oh God. And, Lord, that we can do all things through you.
Yes.
Strengthen us, oh, Father God.
Yes,
because you are the strengthener, oh, God. You are the one we look to you, oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Lord, we ask it even now, Lord God, that you breathe on the leaders tonight, Lord God. A fresh,
yes,
oh, Father
How
God. Name of
yes,
Jesus, oh,
strengthen
God.
Us.
Just give you the honor and the glory and the praise, oh God. Lord, that you give them the wisdom, oh God, with the understanding, oh Father God. Lord, that they'll see the enemy from afar off, oh God. But we know your spirit will lift up a standard against the works of the enemy that try to come against our leaders, oh Father God, of our church,
Lord.
Oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that there be articles of you, oh God. Lord, that their mouth will become an ever-ready pen, oh Father God. That your word, oh Father, will go forth, oh Father God. Cut, oh God, asunder the works of the enemy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for even our first lady, Lord God. Yes, Lord, we've gone forth, oh God, in the women's fellowship, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that we will stand with her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I declare, decree, proclaim right now, no weapon, no weapon formed against our leaders right now. In the name of
Jesus,
and we will go forth. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
By power, but by your spirit, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Pour yourself out on us. Visit us.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to pray also for our prison ministry. You know, we have, well, a couple of programs, a couple of angles to our program. We know that most of us know that Reverend Mann goes into the prison weekly on a couple of occasions, as well as go down to the halfway house to minister. We are exposed to these brothers. I couldn't say sisters because we used to work with the ladies that were incarcerated, but that is a totally different, that calls for a different set of skills. So we decided to focus on the men. And so we have the men coming in, as most of you would know, on a weekly basis. They're coming in to our service on Sundays, and we love them, and they are enjoying that. They comment frequently on how they are being blessed by what occurs in our worship and in our midst. Also, several of them come to our facility during the week to do community service, and we thank God for that. These men need lots of prayer. Lots of prayer. By the way, Miguel Torre. Torre is coming out of prison on the 10th of next month. He wrote us, wrote me, and he says he'll be released on the 10th of next month, and he can't wait to get back to us. So that causes my heart to be glad that he's returning and being released. He'll be complete, done. And so that's the 10th of February. So we want to pray for him, for his continued strength. He's walking with the Lord. And he virtually preaches when he's writing the letters. He writes the letters. Boy, he has some encouragement there. So we thank God for that result. So let us pray for these men. They have a huge issue, but don't have strength as you and I do. So let's pray for their strength. Pray for the prison ministry, for the strength of the ex-offenders that are returning to the community, that they would become warriors for Christ, strength as fathers and husbands and leaders in our community. Would someone take up that, praying for the ex-offenders, that they would be strong leaders, the men of God in our communities, the best fathers, the best husbands when they become that, and if in fact they're that. All of those things. But they need lots of prayer. Lots of prayer. Someone take that, please.
Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They need our prayers. They need our prayers. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can stand in the gap for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Want to serve the Lord, don't have the strength. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your lives depend on us. What we pray and how we pray make all of us to
the
Father, that you're worthy to be praised, Father. Because you're the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, Father. Father, we give you praise for you, Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Father God. Father God, you have no respect for persons, Father God, even for those that have been castrated, Father God. Father God, those that come from Lord Poland, and they're halfway house, Father God. Father, we ask for now, Father God, no more Jesus, Father God. Father, as the devil has opened so many doors of life, Father God. Father, we ask for Father God to open those doors, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father, you said that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, Father God. Whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God.
Yes.
In Matthew 16:9, Father God, and 18:18, Father God, that whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever is loose in earth is loose in heaven, Father God.
In the name of
Jesus. Father, to bind those things that are holding those men back, Father God, and those women, Father God.
Yes.
Father God, we ask you tonight for Kanda, Father God. Because we haven't seen her in a while, Father God. We don't know if she's back out there in the world, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch her tonight, wherever she is, Father God.
To
open doors for her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Wherever he is, Father God, to touch his brother, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Sunday with us, Father God, helping us, Father
Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
First during the week, Father God, we ask you, Father God, to touch each and every one of them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to loosen the Holy Spirit on their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
16:9 and 18:18, Father God. Father God, we ask you to loosen all to open doors for them that have been shut, Father God, and to shut those doors that
yes,
the devil
Lord.
Has to open, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we ask you, Father God, to bless them wherever they are tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Bless his family, Father God. Bless their families so they come out Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, touch him. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you, please, Father God. Father God, because you made him fearfully and wonderfully made one day, Father God. And Father God, you can make that again, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, but you could make it fearfully and wonderfully made again, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we know that you can fix whatever has been broken, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we ask you to fix them in their lives, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Open doors for them, Father God. And close those doors. Devil has opened, Father God. We ask you to speak in Jesus' name, Father God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The name of
Amen.
The Lord.
It is a
These are the men that God is going to use. Amen. These are the men that will be some of his soldiers. For
Amen.
Him.
Yes.
We have faith. As you know, God does not make junk.
Amen.
Even though we will behave like junk at times, but he saves us and calls us to be a new creation. Praise the Lord. Just want to make a quick announcement. I made this announcement this morning, and my heart is really thrilled. I believe God is answering the desires of the heart of many in this regard. On June 8th, which is a Sunday. It's Pentecost Sunday. And that's the day we commemorate the outpouring of the Spirit of God in, as recorded in Acts chapter 2. So Pentecost Sunday this year is June 8th. And this is so good. It's so good. I mean, my heart flutters just thinking about it. On that day, at 4 p.m., 4 o'clock in the afternoon, about, I would say, it's going to be a minimum of 50 churches that will be, 50 churches from around Newark and the outlying area will gather in Branchbrook Park. And those who are familiar with the park, the area would be right near where the lions are, you know, by the lake.
Mm-hmm.
50-plus churches there for a service. Now, that is phenomenal. We're talking about at least 1,000 people, at least, you know, gathered in a public park to worship God in the city of Newark. And so those of you, those of you who have accompanied us in the past on Global Day of Prayer, which is usually in May, thank God for you, and thank God for being part of a seed, a remnant, because now that seed has grown and has multiplied tremendously. So we have lots of people there. So instead of our formal Global Day of Prayer that we normally do, we will fold that and combine all of that into that event. So there won't be a separate Global Day of Prayer. This will also be the Global Day of Prayer for us here in the city of Newark. And this is an answer to prayer, that the city is getting up, standing up together in a semblance of unity. I mean, Newark has over 800 churches, maybe close to 1,000. So this is a drop in the bucket, but it's an important growth and development. So I share that with you to let you know that God is at work in Newark. So we need not continue to just simply lament over all of the terrible things that have happened, the bloodshed and all of that. You know, the scripture says where sin abounds,
amen,
grace abounds much more.
Amen. Yes,
and
Lord,
when the enemy comes in,
yes,
like a flood, the Spirit of God raises
God
up a standard.
Up a standard.
Yes,
oh
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That pulls praise out of me because we're seeing it. We're seeing it.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. One last announcement for us. I'm sharing this with us so we know how to pray. We know how to pray. Moses sat on the top of the hill or the mountain, whichever it was, while Israel fought the enemy in the valley. Joshua was leading them. And as long as his hands were up in prayer, the nation, the people of God, were winning the battle in the valley. I remember that when I first heard that story as a child in Sunday school, I was so thrilled. But I didn't understand the dynamics like I do now. And then Moses' hand would get tired and would come down. And as his hand would come down, the enemy would begin to wage, or rather win the battle. This is a type of what we're to be doing right now.
Amen.
Our hands up. And so God sent help. Two men, one on each side of Moses, sat him on a rock and held his arms up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the symbol of the church at prayer. This is what we're to do.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we're looking to him, our hands are up collectively, not just Moses, but two others.
Yes.
Where two or three are gathered, he's there to bless. And we're more than two or three tonight.
Amen.
So we have tremendous power in the agreement and authority in assignment. We praise God. So I share that with you. One last announcement. And for those of you, I would love for you to join us, if you can, on the 20th of next month. It's a Thursday. And we're convening I call it a kingdom meeting. We have the opportunity and the privilege of leading this. And it's going to be held We're convening the leaders in the city, including the mayor, the city council, business, the church, all of those. We're convening this meeting at the Willing Heart Center on Martin Luther King Boulevard. I don't have the number off the top of my head, but it's a facility owned by Metropolitan Baptist. It used to be a church there. It's the annex to the church. And I've been there to events, important events in the past. And that's where we're having this. The reason is I wanted to have and convene this event on neutral territory. Didn't want it in a church because there's lots of politics relating to churches in Newark. Well, we don't want to be with this group. We don't want to go with it. You know, so, no, it's neutral ground. It's not in anybody's church. And so we're using the wisdom that God has given us. So Chuck Pierce is going to be our speaker, internationally recognized prophet, man of God, who is able to read the times and the seasons and gather the people of God around strategic activity. And so he's coming in, flying into the state of New Jersey, into Newark, and he's going to be our speaker for that two-hour session. It'll be like a two-hour session. A breakfast will be served. And I would love all of our leaders at Newark Gospel Tabernacle to attend, as well as any one of our membership or deacons or deaconess, and to be part of that, because Chuck has a word for the city of Newark. He has a word for the city of Newark. So I've asked him to come, and he's coming on for the 20th. That event on the 20th. That event will start at 8:30. And the reason is, I'm talking about in the morning, not in the evening. It's 8:30 because the leaders of our city are more inclined to come out early. You know, they come straight from home and would come to a meeting like that, and then they go to take care of their business for the day. But the breakfast will be served. It begins at 8:30, and it'll go till approximately 10:30. But you don't want to miss an important event like that. Okay. Does any one of you have a prayer request? That would be important. We wouldn't want to leave without giving you an opportunity to voice your prayer burden or prayer request while you're here. So if you have that, if God has laid something on your heart, you have a concern, or such, if you would just let us know, we will touch and agree with you right now. While you're here, we have just a few more minutes, so you can't wait to come on. Time is moving. Actually, we just had 6 minutes. What will you do with the 6 minutes? It's an opportunity. Why were you like rushing to get the prayer in?
Yes, well, I have a prayer request. My brother, Sam,
yes.
Legs, well, he's a diabetic, and his legs are failing him right now. Even when he stand up, he can't always stand to walk. He said he get weak, and sometimes he almost fall. And that is heart to the Lord.
He gave his heart to the Lord, you said. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us pray for him right now.
I also want to pray for my sister-in-law, Rachel Johnson. She has a problem with the toes. Swollen toes.
She had a problem with?
With her toes. You know, her toes are swollen.
Okay.
Her name is Rachel. Rachel Johnson.
Okay. Let's pray for Rachel and Olitha, your brother's name is?
Sam.
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 Okay, we pray for Rachel and Sam right now. We're going to believe God for divine intervention to touch their bodies, to heal them.
Yeah.
Whatever their illness or sickness is, it doesn't matter to God. As far as his being able to touch them, he can heal them just the same. Let's believe God for a divine intervention right now. Father, we lift up Sam and Rachel right now, and they both have issues with their feet, their legs. Father, you are strong, and you want to touch, want to show yourself strong concerning those that will ask for your help. We, Father, we pray right now that you will touch Sam, miraculously strengthen his legs, return to him the ability to stand and the ability to walk, and to walk well. Strengthen him right now in the name of Jesus. We stand against the diabetic disease that he has in the name of Jesus. We speak healing, divine recovery and healing right now. Touch his legs. Touch his body. Father, we pray for Rachel that you would touch her feet. Whatever the disease is, we come against it right now. And we ask for the release of healing. Your healing touch right now. Down to the level of the cell, that every cell works for healing. In the name of Jesus, mobilize the body. Strengthen it. Strengthen every function that is at optimum for the glory of God. So great testament of your goodness and your mercy. Amen. Amen. Our first lady, Elizabeth, has reminded me to tell the ladies that tomorrow, due to the weather prediction, there will be no women's fellowship tomorrow. And so, of course, we know that some of you were looking forward to it. She was too. But their prediction, no, again, tomorrow. Let's get used to living in Alaska.
Right.
Yes, we'll be hunting whales after a while, you know. But that's the prediction for tomorrow. So I don't know what part of the day or how much. I haven't caught up on the latest weather report, but that's what's going on. So I do want to thank all of you for joining us. Let us continue to pray. I'm seeing God's hand, and I see his movement, and I can tell you, he is pleased with us. Amen? Well, may God bless you richly. Keep praying. Keep a song in your heart. Please don't kill it. See you on Sunday.
Okay, God bless everyone. God bless everyone.
Thank you.
God bless. God bless.
God bless. Amen. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God is higher.
All the
time.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless everyone. Good night. Love you.
Yes,
good night. Be blessed.
Good night.
Be blessed. Thank you.
Thank you.